Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid to
I'm walking. involved in worship. I'm the rain man. Praises go up, brings the rain, and blessings come down. So now man on them, heaven on earth. So now I be going straight to the top. Elevator, keep on sewing my window, stay open, that's paper. You hustle making money, millionaire. I tell it to come, don't be in there.
Breakthrough miracles, now you gotta tell it. Big ones falling, I think you need a helmet. Yeah, didn't quit, but you stood instead. And a blessing just bust you in the back of your head.
There goes another one. You're going to be in the shower. The blessing's pouring out. Going to bust you all in the back of your head. You better watch out. Oh, there goes another one. There goes another one. Because of your faithfulness. Oh, watch out. Here comes another blessing. Oh, it's going to overtake you. There goes another one. This one you thought. Every time you turn around, there goes another one. Another blessing. Here it comes. Here it comes. Expect it. Expect it. Expect the great. That's what Miss Sandra is telling you today. Expect the great. Watch out. Watch out. Here it comes. Here it comes. Because he said, when you give, when you've been faithful over few, when you have gone through the process, when you decided to follow him at whatever cost it takes, guess what? Watch out. There goes another one. We had to do the remix. That was Canton Jones featuring D-Mob. Window remixed right before that. We had Kiara Shear with Wave Your Banner. Then right before that, you know, I felt like doing a little walk and a little praise walk because it is my time. It is my season. Just like for many of you, you know God is saying, now is the time. Now is the season. You have sown. You've been faithful. He's got every one of your tears, and he's going to return it for beauty. He's going to return your ashes to beauty. Everything that you've been crying over, fasting over, you believe in God for, I truly believe this is your season. Because number 12, for one, means, you know, governmental order. God is bringing about a divine order. And I believe he's bringing everything that was out of order in your life, everything that was out of order in your family's bloodline. I believe God is doing a whole cleansing, just a whole regeneration thing. I believe he's turning things around. He's doing something new. I don't think he's recreating it. I think some stuff we're going to see that we have never witnessed before. And so I'm just expecting the grace. I'm expecting God to do new things. And I pray you are in that whole mode too. And right before that, to kick it all off, I have my two brothers. These are some great young men of God, great young brothers. They just love the Lord. And they're still only, I think they're only like 20 or 21. I don't even know if they're 20 yet. You know, but they're twins, and the twins, they're called the Twin Saints, and that was Living the Life featuring Bishop Eddie Long. And shouts out to my bishop, Bishop Eddie Long, and First Lady Long. And yes, they are still together, still in love, amen. And so with all of the new births, amen. all over the world. Shout out to all of you and all those connected with us. And if you want to really hear Bishop's voice, if you really want to be part of something that's so amazing and so awesome, I'm just so overwhelmed to know that there's over 4,000 people every morning, Monday through Friday, from 6:30 a.m. to whenever the Holy Ghost releases us to get off the phone, praying, touching and agreeing, interceding for people we may not ever meet, but because the prayers of the righteous avail as much, because one could put 1,000, but when two join, 10,000. So imagine over 4,000 people coming together, touching and agreeing for healing, for financial breakthrough, even for those who long to get married like myself, to pray for a husband or a wife to come, for your children, maybe you're having problems with your children, to pray for peace in the family, reconciliation, for marriages not to dissolve, for folks that, you know, were wrongfully accused and maybe in prison. We're just praying about a number of different things. We're praying about government. We're keeping our leaders uplifted and covered, and those who are fighting in the war, we're keeping them covered and praying that God's peace rest upon their mind, and even the family that they left behind, that God's peace and favor rest upon them. That's what we're doing every single morning from 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And right now, before March 12th, the number still is 760-569-7676, and the code is 980-291. Pound. So Miss Sandra expects you to do, you know, if you really want to start your day off right, if you really want to start your week off right, not especially in speaking to those who are in leadership positions, a lot of times your work area, your work environment goes according to how you are doing that day. So if you're grumpy and you're irritable or you're stressed out, you bring all of that into your workplace environment. You bring all of that into your workplace. You're wondering why some things may not go the way you planned or they're not coming together. It's because leadership, we set the tone. We set the tone. And I know there's times where we need to be poured into ourselves, but it's up to us as leaders. And we're not just talking about those in ministry and those who are preaching. We're talking about if you're leading people, whether it be a teacher, whether even be a school bus driver, whether it be somebody working in a restaurant, you're a manager. If you are leading people, if there's orders that you give out, or if you set the tone for people that come in the morning, or even set the tone throughout the day, if you're, you know, doing schedules, the parent is a leader. You set the tone for how that other person's day may go. You set the tone. You set the tone. You set the tone. So if your workplace environment is crazy and there's all kinds of mess breaking out, we need to look at ourselves. We always want to try and blame somebody else, but we as leaders are held accountable. So we need to pray, be prayed up. We need to fast. We need to make sure we're studying the word. Even if we ain't got time for one scripture and even only 10 minutes of the prayer line, it will change your life dramatically. You want change, you're going to have to make change. You're going to have to start it with your mindset. You're going to say, okay, I'm not going to lay in the bed. I'm going to get up. I'm going to log in. I'm going to call in, and I'm going to take me some notes that's going to help me out through the day. And watch God move. Watch God turn some things around in your day. Amen. So I'm praying for those who are leading that we come up a little bit higher and that we will, no, not a little bit, that we come up higher, period. Because you have to remember that when you are called into a leadership position, that the weight, yes, it does fall on you, but it does not have to be burdensome. That's why you have to stay connected to your source. That's why you need to make sure you start off your day right with prayer and pray with brothers and sisters around the world that's helping you to bear the weight so it won't be just so heavy on you. Amen. A to the glory to the men. And speaking of prayer, also there's a great, huge gathering. I'm telling you, last year we had over 4,000 people come in the fall of 2011. I'm expecting for it to be twice as much than that. So, I mean, you need to go online and register at www.newbirth.org for the gathering coming June 29th and 30th, 2012. The registration is free. The cost is free. They just need you to register so they know how many to prepare for. I'm bringing 5 or 6 people, and I expect that to double even before June. I already got people saying, could you please come on and show me how I'm going to register. So I'm getting the word out as best I can. You can do the same. Again, it's the gathering. Millions of people come in to pray from all nationalities, cultures, you name it. We're joined together as one. And that is what God has called us to do, commissioned us to do. A to the men. Shouts out to all who have a birthday today. I celebrate, I have three girls, and it's my second daughter's birthday today, and she's seeing 17, y'all, 17 years old. I do have an older daughter. She's 20. She'll be 21 in October. God is faithful, and he's good. At 17 years old, today is her birthday, so I celebrate all those who have a birthday, not only today, but if you were born in the month of March, God bless you. Happy birthday to you today, and happy birthday to you for the month of March. I celebrate you. To thank you so much for logging in and calling in and joining me for 1 hour of motivational power. I'm telling you, it's the middle of the week, and so many things probably have hit us since Monday, and maybe not. Maybe you're feeling really good since Monday, and everything is going great. But for those who may, you know, may be dealing with some things, let me tell you something. Take it out of your hands and place it in God's hands. And that's what's been on my mind all week. God spoke to me on Sunday night. He was like, I just need you to slow down and rest. I just need you to slow down. I know you got some crucial decisions to make, but just know that it's already taken care of. You're in my hands. Do not jump out of my hands and try and go handle it yourself. Sometimes we just go ahead and try and jump out of God's hands and try and go and handle it ourselves because we don't feel that God is moving when we think he should be moving. But we're going to try and go ahead and do it. No, just sit down, rest, relax, get you some word. If you're working at your job, just focus on the work that you got to get done. Do what you can do and pray and watch God give you favor for the things that need to get done in the crunch time. Watch God give you some favor to get you some extra time. Pray that right now. There's something that needs to be done and that's due, and you know you don't have the time to finish it up. Pray and ask God for an extension and watch God move. Amen. And so, you know, I was reading in the Word today, and I kept hearing that not only to rest and just to relax in him and let him have control because it's already done. It's already done. The victory is already yours. We just have to continue to, you know, just relax and wait on him. But I was reading in Ephesians 3 and verse 20. And it blew my mind. At first I read it in the King James. You know, it says this. It said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Okay, so that's the King James version. For those, you know, you like, that's too many ifs and we's and worketh's, that I don't understand all of that is. So break it down just a little bit more for me. So I read it in the Amplified version, y'all. My hair almost took off running without me because it was just that powerful. I was just going. I was like, oh my goodness, my hair is about to take off of my head and just literally start running by itself. It's gonna take wings and fly by itself. I'm telling you, that Amplified version had me going because when I started reading it, and the Amplified says, now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Now, let me go back one scripture before, because it's always good to read a couple scriptures before you get down to the main meat. You know how you got the bread, you got the cheese, the mayonnaise, and all. Sometimes you need to have a little bit of the bread, the top bread. You have the mayonnaise, ketchup, cheese, whatever you have, and then you get down to the meat. Let me go back one verse. It says, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him. Oh, see, you should have got that. Okay, let me go back one more time. Become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him, that's what verse said, start 20 starts off with. Now to him, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far and above all that we dare. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there because I'm telling you, when I read that Amplified, I told y'all I had to go and catch my hair and put it back on my head. I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold God, you can't be doing stuff like that. You ever read something, you read it before, but then there's a moment where you read it and you just, oh, God, you're like, don't stop, don't do it to me, God, don't do it. I'm about to just ball out right here, don't do it to me. But it was one of those moments I got so excited. The reason why I got so excited is because he stopped and he asked me, he's like, what are you daring me to do? What are you thinking about that you dare me to do? And the reason why he said it that said that to me like that is because when it says right the verse before, it says, when you get full of God himself, when God is all up in you and you're full of God, then God says, I can manifest myself through you. That's when you see manifestation, when God, all-knowing God, is all up in you. Then you start thinking infinitely. Like, and see, we can't think, we can't do all that infinite thinking in our own flesh. It just ain't going to happen. We get frustrated. We get stressed out. We're like, I can't do all that. I can't think of. But when God is in you and he's in full control and your mind is set to his mind and your will is set to his perfect will, that's why I say when you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. In other words, your heart is right with him. Your thinking is right with him. Therefore, he can come down and go above himself. Oh, no, see, you're not believing God for what he wants to do. He said, what do you dare to think that will manifest? Because now I'm talking to myself. I'm agreeing with myself. I'm agreeing with my own word. I'm agreeing with the way I'm thinking through you. So really, you're there, but he's agreeing with himself. I see myself in you. Therefore, I have to manifest what I've spoken in my word. What are you believing God to do? What are you daring to dream? What are you daring to think? What are you daring God to move on? Think on that right there, because that's when your super abundantly is about to happen. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is all word. Again, this is Ephesians 3, and look at verses 18, 19, and 20. When you allow God to come in and do what he's supposed to do, when you allow, he says, when he's holy, when you're wholly filled with God, God then has to manifest what you've been believing him for. A lot of times we wonder why God has to move. We're like, okay, God, well, why you ain't move? Maybe it's because what you're thinking is not super abundantly and exceedingly above what he dared his own self to do. You didn't hear what I said. Because remember, he's coming down now to agree with himself. He said, now that you are filled with my presence, now that you are filled with all of me, I can come down and agree with me, and not only agree with me, but I'm going to go exceedingly abundantly above what I am daring to do. So what are you daring God to do that is so huge, that is so awesome, that is so magnificent, that it's going to dare God to go above what he said he originally going to do? Oh, come on. He said he's going to do this thing. He said he's going to do A, B, and C, but what are you thinking about? What are you daring God to do that not only is he going to give you A, B, and C, but then he's going to bless you? Remember, read Isaac. When he said, when Isaac was just doing, he was planting, he was planting, he was planting. Not only did Isaac plant, but he reaped in that same year. And then it says, and then God blessed him. What are you believing and daring God to do? What are you daring to think about that not only will God himself come down and agree with himself, because now he sees himself in you wholly. You're thinking like him. And the only way you can think like him, you've got to be filled with him. That way you can see what he's trying to set up in you that will outlast you. Remember, God is generational, and he's trying to build stuff in you that will last, that will continue to produce fruit. That's what we talked on the prayer call this morning, to continue to produce fruit after you're gone. What are you thinking about that will revolutionize this world, revolutionize and still go down generations? What are you daring to think about? What are you daring, God, to come down? What is it that's going to move God to say, I ain't got no choice but to come down and do what I say I was going to do? And then on top of that, I've got to bless you because you're in the super abundantly, super exceedingly above all you can think or imagine. You can't even think that. So imagine. So the thing is that God is saying, because you have my infinite mind now, because I'm filled with myself in you, I can do the infinite. I can do the daring. I can do the impossible and make it possible. That's why he said, with God, nothing is impossible, because when you're in God and God is in you and he agrees with himself in you, then that thing that was impossible becomes possible. I hope you are being encouraged today. I hope that that blessed you. I pray that got you to really get shouting about your dreams. What are you daring God to do? What are you thinking about that you're daring him to move on? I dare you to dare God today. I dare you to get filled with so much of God that he can't do nothing but just give you granted access and all that you're getting ready to walk in. And so I encourage you today to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, look ahead, and continue to get before God. Get in his presence and allow his presence to get in you. And if you want to see manifestation happen, that's when it happens. Because he said, when I saw myself full of myself in you, that's when it says, now unto him. He wasn't talking to you. He was talking to yourself. He's like, oh, I see myself. I've got to come down and agree with myself. I've got, because my word will not return to me void. Not only am I going to agree, but I'm going to go exceedingly abundantly above. I dare you to think like God. I dare you to think above what you are thinking. Let God have his way. Give him your mind now. So that way he can manifest what you've been believing him for so long. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself. And I never do a show that I don't offer Christ, that I don't disciple. Let God have his way in you. He's not about religion. This is not about Buddha. This is not about Muhammad. This is not about who's right or wrong. This is about relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And I declare, if you don't have him, if you don't know him, and you want to get to know him, today, now is the time. Don't wait. Some of y'all are saying, well, I got to wait till I get myself together. I just can't come to church like this. I just can't come to the Lord like this. Look, he don't care nothing about that. You can get saved while you in your bathroom. You can get saved while you driving your car. You can get saved and just ended up getting high a few minutes ago. We don't know when God is going to move on you, when his spirit is going to move upon you. But the thing about it is we want to make sure that you're saved. And so Miss Sandra wants to make sure you know that God loves you. Know that he still has a perfect plan for your life. And know that he gave his only son to die just for you. That while we were all still messed up, while we were still going in the wrong direction, while we were still doing what we wanted to do, guess what? He gave his life for us. He did not. Nobody took it. Nobody murdered. He gave his life for us. And why did he do it? Because he loved us. So what's the point? So many people tell us all the time they love us, but their actions do not line up with their word. Their actions do not go according to God's word. And you know it. We've all been hurt by someone, or you may have been hurt by someone that said they loved you, but yet did the very opposite. But this is what God said, I love you so much that I'm going to send my word. and my word is going to prove itself how much I love you. And my word is going to die for you. My word is going to reprove itself for you because I love you. So I'm going to show you, I'm giving you my one and only son. I'm sending you the word to dwell among you, to heal you, to minister to you, to save you. And then it's going to lay down its life for you, even though you're rejecting it. Even though you're rejecting him, it's still going to prove the fact that my love is an unconditional, agape love, and it will not change. Even though you betrayed me, even though you lied on me, even though you walked away from me, even though you put me to the side, even though you ignored me, even though you joined other religions, my word still is unconditional. I still love you. I still want a relationship with you. And that's what God is all about. He's about relationship. And if you want more of this God that I'm talking about, the only way to have a relationship with him is through his son, Jesus Christ. And if you never confess those words that, you know, you accept Christ into your heart, that you believe that God gave his only one and only son to die for you, and that on the third day he rose, and now he is living on the right hand of the Father. And not only is Jesus on the right hand of the Father, but this is how much I love God. God loves us so much. Jesus prays for us consistently every single day. He's still interceding for you. He's still pleading your case to give you another chance, to give you one more time, give you one to cleanse it, to remember the blood, remember the blood, remember the blood, remember what I did on the Lord. Remember, remember, remember. Because we done did some stuff that, I raised my hand. I should be in the cemetery because I did some crazy stuff. But, you know, when you're out there, you just don't even realize how crazy you really were. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. But right now, in a serious note, you don't want to die and not have him. You don't know when it's your last time. We always say, well, you know, I got time to get it. We don't know. You don't know when it's your last breath. One of my favorite hip-hop artists just walking, lost his breath and died, and that was Heavy D not too long ago. Whitney Houston died in the bathtub. No one knew that it was going to be her last breath. No one knew it was going to be Heavy D's last breath. But the greatest thing was they had Christ. And so you want to know that if it was to happen, if you were to die, you have Christ on the inside. So, you know, just ask Christ into your heart now. Believe that he died for your sins. Believe that he wants a relationship with you. All you got to do is just ask him. You don't have to get on your knees. You don't have to fall out. You ain't got to go on a 40-day fast. Just start talking to him and say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart now. Forgive me of all of my sins. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe by faith that you died for me, that you rose on the third day, and now you are seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that, guess what? You're saved. Now, the thing about it is you need to get discipled. You need to get discipled and then pray about that and ask God to lead you. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right church, to the right. You need to stay covered. You need to get discipled. You need to grow strong in the word so that you know how to go out and minister and win more souls for Christ. Amen, amen, amen. So here's the great for this motivational moment. I pray you were blessed. I'm going to get back into some great music. I'll be back in a few right before the show ends. But, again, while I'm playing this music, we're going to keep celebrating. We're going to keep, you know, believing God for the infinite. Remember, he's coming down to agree with himself. So my question to you for the day is, what are you daring God to do? What are you thinking about? What are you daring to think about? And watch God move. Let's get into a little bit of Dietrich Cater. I'm going back a little bit with Clap Your Hands.
Yo, Tim. Yo, Bob. We had to do it, man. Yeah. We gotta praise God while we got the chance.
Watch me while I do my dance. This one's
and we gotta give it up to him. She's this whip that I am driving, these clothes that I am rocking, and the ice, it all belongs to him.
Can live our boys and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I feel good, and I know it.
Fred Hammond can sing that. I love Fred Hammond. That's one of my favorite gospel artists. Fred Hammond, that was Are You Ready? Let the Praise Begin. Let the Praise Begin. And right before that, I had back-to-back Fred Hammond with I Feel Good. And before that, again, I had Dietrich Haddon, Clap Your Hands. It has been a wonderful hour of motivational power with you. Remember, dare. That's your word for this rest of the week, dare. What are you daring God to do? What are you daring to think? And when you get that to that point, guess what? Then you're thinking what he thinks, and he's thinking beyond infinitely what he can do. So it's not even about you. He just want to get your mind thinking like him, and then he can do what he said he going to do, because what he going to do is going to outlast you. Amen. That's your word for the rest of the week is there. It has been a pleasure. I will be back next week, next Wednesday, and boy, do I have a special treat for you. It's going to be none other than the Empowered Painter. You might know him best well for his preacher impersonations of Bishop T.D. Jakes and Bishop Long, and he does Benny Hinn, and he's just been all over the world doing comedy, but he's also a preacher, a pastor, a motivational and empowering coach and teacher. And he's just an all-around great person. And that is none other than Pastor Roderick E. Rice out of California. He's going to be my special guest on Legacy Lever next Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m., 10 to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. It has been great God's peace and favor rest upon you and your family. Miss Sandra loves you. Don't forget to go out and disciple this week. There's somebody that's lost that needs Christ today. Share the love of Christ. Share a smile and always continue to laugh. You know what? As you continue to move forward, always keep your dreams close and keep it ahead of you and keep it right before you. So focus on that. Focus on what's in front of you and not what's behind. You're getting closer to your dream. God bless.